In this episode of the Bucks Minute Cast, Tom Brady and Giselle get divorced, Shaq Barrett is out for the season, and Coach Todd Bowles says everything is on the table. We'll talk about all of that and more next on this edition of the Bucks Minute Cast. Keep it right here.
Minicast Media. 10,000!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast starts right now.
Bucks out 3, 1, 2, 3, Bucks!
This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast.
Well, hello and welcome into this edition of the Bucks Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. You can find this podcast on The Bucks Report. Check them out online, bucksreport.com. You can also find it on YouTube. Just search for The Bucks Report. And as always, you can find this podcast wherever you find your audio podcasts. Just search for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast and hit that follow or subscribe button. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. So in this episode, we will talk about something that has been known for some time, or in the rumor mill anyway, as Tom and Giselle get divorced after 13 years. And you could notice the whole season that there was something a little bit off with Tom Brady. He wasn't as dialed in. He wasn't, you know, normally he's at his post-game press conferences and his hair is perfectly combed and he's wearing the, you know, perfect clothes and he seems calm and relaxed. But recently when you see him, he's a bit disheveled. His arms are folded at post-game press conferences and he just doesn't look like his normal confident self. Well, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. And in this case, what was rumored for quite some time is that Tom and Giselle are, in fact, divorced. And it's, you know, one of those things that I guess shouldn't be spoke of too much in the press, but it is news covering the team as he is the quarterback of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So this just in on the USA Today, they were saying the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback wrote in his statement that he and Bunchen, 42, arrived at their decision amicably and with gratitude from their time we spent together. He added that they would continue to work together as parents. And at the end of the day, that's what you got to do. You got to do what's best for your kid. Giselle said in the statement posted in Instagram, the decision to end a marriage is never easy, but we have grown apart. And while it is, of course, difficult to go through something like this, I feel blessed for the time we had together and only wish the best for Tom. Okay, that sounds like a statement that was put together by a PR firm, but, you know, that is the right attitude to have in a situation like this. But, you know, I don't think that this is going to fix anything that is wrong with Tom this season. I don't think this is something, you know, he's going to get over that easy. But, you know, it kind of draws into question the fact, was it the right decision for him to come back? You know, hindsight 2020, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking here. For him to come back to this Bucs team that, to be honest with you, is quite horrible this season, to risk losing his wife, and in fact did lose his wife during all of this, and to come back to a Bucs team that's just not playing that well and probably will not. It is plagued with injuries, and Shaq Barrett is the next one to add to the list, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But, you know, you just got to think about it. He would have been best served to just end last season and leave well enough alone. My belief, my contention, is that he wanted to come back, you know, for some unsettled business, in quotes, if you will, that he didn't get that last Super Bowl. Listen, he's got 7 Super Bowls to his name. I mean, if he got 8, would be that the key that unlocked the door to happiness in his life? I think, you know, to a certain extent, he should have just left well enough alone, because now he is kind of inheriting and working with this, you know, I hate to say it, a bit of a dumpster fire of a Bucs team this year. And, you know, I mean, they are at the beginning of the game, they were tied for first place. I get it. They're not at the bottom of the NFC South, but it's still, I mean, just there's a lot of things coming into focus here. They lost against the Ravens. They lost against a Panthers team that they should have beat. So going forward, unless they can make a big acquisition, you know, I hate to say it, like an Antonio Brown. I hate to bring up Antonio Brown's name, but, you know, subtracting his personal life, Antonio Brown could catch a football like none other. But that's what they need, is someone like him to that be inserted into this team to add that infusion of offense. And, you know, and that's just one part of the equation, you know, the offensive line and the defensive line, and even the wide receivers are out of sync. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, who are some of the biggest targets for Tom Brady, have not been in sync. And, you know, you can kind of tell that, you know, either Tom Brady has an underlying injury, you know, other than the ones that we know about. We know about the bum finger, which should by now should have been healed, in his shoulder and that kind of thing. So it's just, he's passing footballs and the balls are falling short and all that kind of thing. They did get some production. Just to go over the game last night, Tom Brady was 26 for 44 with one touchdown, Leonard Fournette on 9 carries, one touchdown. And just going down the list there, Julio Jones with 2 receptions, one touchdown. So they were getting some production out there. So it's not like the other games that they played where they were completely snake bitten out there, but still, I mean, they ended up making it a close game at the end of the day. They lost 22-27, so it wasn't like, you know, some of the other games played, like the last game where they didn't even get any production, save for a field goal. So they have some big decisions to make. And, you know, when people have asked Tom Brady, was it a wise decision to come back? He always has the perfect politician answer, you know, to say something like, you know, we got to work together and we can get better. You know, but in his heart of hearts, he's got to be thinking to himself, why did I do all of this to come back to this team that, you know, on paper, as it looks right now, probably is not going to make a huge push, you know, in the playoffs. And I would pretty much cross off a Super Bowl at this point, unless something drastic happens. Say they make a huge acquisition, or say they start to get, you know, a bunch of players back. Say they got Ryan Jensen back, and say, you know, all the stars started to align and things went perfectly. What do we know about life? Things never work that way. So unless there is some big acquisition looming out there, I do not see, you know, a real favorable outcome for this Bucs season. Rick Stroud writes, Bucs coach Todd Bowles on the play of Devin White. I don't think there's ever been a drop-off. Defense is a team sport. You're not going to be a star by yourself. There are guys in front of you and guys behind you. To say that Devin has dropped off, the defense has dropped off, I would say Devin hasn't dropped off. So it's about playing together. It's about making your heads and doing your reads and doing the things right. He's doing the things we ask. I have no problems with Devin. And Devin White is a guy that's instrumental to this team, one of the biggest players on the team. But at times it seems like, you know, he hasn't been totally dialed in. And it just kind of is similar to the rest of the Bucs players that are just not in lockstep. So a bit later in the show, we'll talk about how Todd Bowles said that even with coaching changes, nothing is off the table. And, you know, the rumor mill out there is that, you know, they should have Bruce Arians come back. Well, I mean, everyone can stop talking about that. That's not even a realistic possibility. But, you know, and like I talked about in the last pod, even if you inserted a new coach right now, that's not going to fix what's ailing this Bucs team. You would have to implement your new systems and install your new assistant coaches along with it. So for the players to get in lockstep with the new coach and the new systems, plus the fact of all the injuries and plus all the facts of the dysfunction on this team, even a coaching change at this point is not going to be enough. What they're going to have to do in the offseason is do a hard reset of the team. We know Tom Brady's done. He's already said this is his last season. They're going to have to pick out their starting QB, whoever that may be. Is it Gabbert? Is it Trask? I don't think either one of those guys is ready to be the number one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But they're going to have to go either draft someone, or they're going to have to sign someone in free agency or make a trade. And then that's just part of the equation. You think this Bucs team is bad with Tom Brady at the helm? Could you imagine a quarterback of far less pedigree as QB on this team? I mean, imagine if it was, you know, there was a myriad of different quarterbacks linked to this team in the offseason, but as bad as the Bucs are, they are still much better with Tom Brady at the helm, considering all that he brings to this team. So Todd Bowles on much Tom Brady's divorce has affected him this season. I can't say for sure. You know, Tom is a very private person. He does his job when he's out there and he smiles a lot. And that's really all you can go by. I think everybody, no matter what profession you go through, some things, it's how you handle it and come out of it. I'm sure he has something weighing on him when he leaves work or everything. I don't know how much. I guess that's a question for him. Again, we talked about that a little bit off the top, is, you know, you could tell that something was bugging him, was speculated about his wife, and we found out that that's at least part of the equation. But also some things that are bugging him is that he is playing, you know, Tom Brady is at his best when he plays with known players. You know, when he played on the Patriots for all those years, he had the same targets, he had the same players because they wanted to play with him. Tom Brady has a magnetism that keeps players wanting to play for him. Even though he's going to chew you out on the sideline, you know that the team is going to be the best with him at the helm. But now he's got a bunch of unproven commodities out there, and you're starting to see that come into view here a little bit. You know, Julio Jones and Russell Gage, two big players that they picked up in the offseason, was what was supposed to fix what ails this team. They picked up Kyle Rudolph to fill in the void of Rob Gronkowski, and let's be honest with you, Kyle Rudolph has not lived up to potential. And I know they've talked about its replacement by committee, not by just one player. But, I mean, that's the one thing I'm going to say. The Bucs are missing those key players, most notably Rob Gronkowski on this team. I mean, that would be a bit of a game changer, too. I don't think that's in the realm of possibility either. I know that his girlfriend and his agent have hinted as much that he might come back. But now he has that deal, I want to say, with Fox. So I don't see him coming back. And even if Rob Gronkowski came back, that would not be enough to fix what is ailing this team. You know, it's hard to have a real positive outlook on this, to be honest with you guys. I mean, you take a look at it, they lost to a Panthers team that was truly deplorable, and they weren't able to pick up a win against a team that, you know, on all paper, they should have beat the Panthers. And then, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough ask to beat the Ravens. They're pretty good this year. And guess what? They lost. They made it a close game. I mean, that's a good thing. But at the end of the day, it's a W or an L in the box score. And the Bucs got an L. So that's the thing that they need to work on going forward here. So the big thing, too, that I talked about, Coach Bowles talking about Shaq Barrett out for the remainder of the season with a torn Achilles. So just add Shaq Barrett, who plays a huge role on this Bucs team, add him to the long laundry list of players that are injured and will miss the remainder of the season. Who else can you add to that to the list? You can add Ryan Jensen, who kind of started all the wheels in motion with his team. So again, it's just kind of a upsetting thing, to be honest with you, considering the fact that this is Brady's last year with the Bucs. And then the Bucs are going to be kind of wandering out into the wilderness because they don't have an identity. They don't have a guy in the wings to be ready for the next QB. You know, if you want to even take a look at someone like the Packers, Rodgers, you know, hasn't played that well for the Packers, but they also have Love in the wings waiting. We don't know what the Packers have in him, but they at least have a pretty good hunch that Love is going to be the replacement for Rodgers when it's all said and done. Could you say the same thing about Trask? Absolutely not. He has been redshirted his career with the Bucs so far. So we don't know what we have in the tank with him. What we saw in the preseason was he played pretty well, you know, and he played better the more reps he got. So, I mean, potentially he could be the next quarterback for the Buccaneers, but we ultimately don't know. And why is the reason that we don't know? It is because in the NFL, if your quarterback is the starter, usually they got that job because they are worthy of it. And the only reason that they're not playing is they're injured or it's just a blowout or something like that. So the opportunity for Trask or Gabbert, to be honest with you, to get inserted to a game would be because of Tom Brady either A, getting injured or some strange anomaly where he just was playing absolutely horribly. I wouldn't want to be the one to tell Tom Brady you're coming out of the game because you aren't playing the right way. Kind of wouldn't bode too well for you. But in any event, for the Bucs, that's what it's about. They don't know what they have in the tank at QB because they have not had enough opportunity for a Kyle Trask to get real-world reps. I know he gets it on the practice squad and yada, yada. That doesn't really mean anything when you're playing against other practice squad players. So that's a big decisions for this team going forward. I think, you know, when Brady is gone, that magnetism for players to want to come to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is going to wane a little bit. There's not going to be as many people wanting to come to this team because they don't have that marquee name of Tom Brady on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, we saw it for years when it was the Jameis Winston years. I mean, you had your Godwin and your Evans and, you know, some big players out there, but there was a switch that was turned on this Bucs team. The moment that Brady stepped here, everything had changed, and all these players wanted to come here because they wanted to play with the greatest of all time, you know. But when he's gone at the end of the season, how many players will remain? Ryan Jensen has pretty much said as much, that he wouldn't want to come to this team, or he would not re-sign with his team. He'd actually even talked about leaving this team before Brady unretired. He said that, you know, he was going to weigh out his options. So a lot of questions going forward here. And the questions of who and where is going to be on this team is the biggest thing here. Todd Bowles says, Sean Murphy, Bunting, Carlton Davis, and Akeem Hicks are close to returning from injury. And the corner position, you take a look at Murphy, Bunting, and Carlton Davis, and then, just big roles. And that was the same issue for the Bucs last year, was the corner position. You know, they cycled in a bunch of different players there. None of them really caught any sort of traction. So it's a part of this team for the last couple of years that has had a hard time. Anthony Nelson now becomes the starter on the offensive line. He was productive in an expanded role near the end of last season. Head coach Todd Bowles talked about, once again, Shaq Barrett being out for the season. And those are tough things, you know, when these players are out with substantial injury. You know, they talk about Ryan Jensen coming in at the tail end of the season. At the end of the day, what is that going to mean, even if he does come back? I don't think that is going to really fix what is ailing this team. All right, so after the break here, we are going to talk about Todd Bowles and him saying that everything is on the table, even coaching changes. We'll talk about that next. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Bucs Minutecast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. In this next segment, we are going to talk about Todd Bowles on coaching changes. Everything is on the table for us. And I would say that everything is on the table for Jason Light at the end of the season when it comes to what to do with Todd Bowles. We can't put it squarely on his shoulders, but there is something to be said. You saw the production that you got with Bruce Arians, and you have also seen the production that you've had with Todd Bowles. Again, not an apples for apples comparison. Bruce Arians did not have this level of injury on his starting roster that Todd Bowles has. So again, not an apples for apples comparison, but this article in the Bleacher Report, they're talking about after falling to 3-5 following Thursday's 27-22 loss to the Ravens, Todd Bowles isn't dismissing the possibility of making changes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coaching staff. Speaking to reporters after the game, the Bucs head coach was asked about the possibility of shaking up his staff. He said, "We're going to talk about everything this weekend," Bowles said. "When you're not playing well, everything is on the table for us, and we'll discuss that as a staff." You know, what is some of the things that I'm hearing about? I'm hearing things about Byron Leftwich, and he is not the coach that he once was. He was the head coach on the Super Bowl winning season for your Buccaneers. I don't think that he's lost his mojo. I don't think he's lost his coaching ability. I just think that things are a bit disjointed now for a myriad of reasons. But I don't think, you know, when you kind of take it and throw it against the wall and see if it sticks, you know, I don't think, you know, inserting a different coach, you know, I even talked about changing head coaches. It's too far gone this season. I don't think by the time you implement a new coach or an assistant coach and get them up to speed with everything, there's just not going to be enough runway ahead of you. "I will not consider changing coaching, but I will consider that what we're doing," he told reporters. "We're definitely going to need to change some things the way we're doing it. We've been discussing that. It can happen overnight, but we've got to do a lot better than we're doing as a whole. These past two games have shown some cracks in the Bucs' defensive foundation. PJ Walker went 16 of 22 for 177 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Panthers. It came 1 week after he was held to 60 yards passing and a negative average depth of target against the Rams. The Ravens racked up 231 rushing yards on 33 carries. All 5 players who had at least one rushing attempt averaged 4.8 yards per carry. While the defense is starting to struggle, Tampa's offense remains a problem. Tom Brady did finish with 325 passing yards, his most since week 5, but the Bucs were only able to convert 2 of their 5 red zone possessions into touchdowns." So again, it's not all on Brady. Obviously, he's doing his level best. to put this Bucs in a good position. The Buccaneers' running game was not existent Thursday. They only had 44 yards on 15 attempts since finishing with 152 yards in week one. With a win over the Cowboys, they are averaging 49 yards rushing per game over the last 7 weeks. Bowles, in his first season as the Tampa Bay Bucs head coach, he was promoted to the role after Arian stepped down on March 30th. So, you know, it has been a bit of a struggle for Todd Bowles. You got to think to himself, what did I get myself into here? You know, I thought, you know, he had his previous head coaching experience and he talked about what he learned from it. And, you know, he still has a lot of weapons at his disposal. So for him not to get any kind of production, again, I don't want to put it squarely on his shoulders, but to a certain extent, you know, he does bear a brunt of the responsibility as he is the head coach. All right, next here, Mike Evans saying nobody's pointing the finger at Tom Brady amid struggles. This article in the Bleacher Report, they're talking about Tom Brady has lost three straight games for the first time since 2002 following Thursday's 27-22 defeat against the Baltimore Ravens. As the Tampa Bay Buccaneers search to find answers, Brady's teammates are making sure to offer their support to the legendary quarterback. Nobody's pointing the finger at Tom Brady. Wide receiver Mike Evans told reporters after Thursday's loss, it's a whole team, a team game, the ultimate team game. It's not just one player. It never has been. And there's one thing you got to say about Mike Evans, other than being an excellent wide receiver, he's very supportive of his players that he plays with and his teammates, and also just a real pillar in the community in the Tampa area. It's really hard to find anything negative to say about Mike Evans. Brady isn't playing poorly if you look at his stats. He leads the league in passing yards with 2,267, completions 224, and attempts 340, and he has thrown just one interception in eight games. So, again, there is something to be said that he is playing, you know, probably not quite where he should be, but there's the players around him, for whatever reason, are not living up to their potential. A deeper dive into the numbers and watching the game suggests Brady isn't playing anywhere near the same level he was throughout his career. The seven-time Super Bowl champion only has 9 touchdown passes, his fewest through 8 games since 2003. Thursday night started out looking like Brady was back to his old self. He threw for more than 100 yards in the first quarter for the first time since week 13 of the 2021 season. The Bucs' first drive covered 75 yards on 8 plays and was capped off by Leonard Fournette's 1-yard touchdown run. After getting a field goal on their second offensive possession, the Buccaneers' next 5 drives ended in a punt. Though they did not score a touchdown, Brady finished the game 26 of 44 for 325 yards, and he hit Julio Jones for a touchdown with 49 seconds remaining to cut the deficit to 27-22. The Ravens recovered the onside kick and ran out the clock to secure the win, and the rest is history, as they say. So, again, it was not the outcome that the Bucs were looking for. Everyone was hopeful that they could pick up a big win against the Ravens. You know, a good moral victory is what you would call that. You know, just coming off the heels of losing a really tough game against the Panthers, a team that is, you know, like I said, quite deplorable and horrible this year. So they hope for bigger things coming up, you know, but again, they are kind of running out of runway. And when you take a look at this team, there's nothing in, you know, looking down the sunset, there's nothing looking up ahead that's saying, you know, things will get better when this happens. There's no real things coming up ahead. There's no player on the verge of coming back that's going to be a game changer here. So I think that, you know, Jason Light is going to have to sharpen his pencil and get his contracts ready and get ready to make some moves out there, because obviously what is going on the field is not working. I understand there are marquee names out there that a lot of people have heard of out there, but for whatever reason, the players that are out there are not getting it done. And it doesn't help that the two big acquisitions, Julio Jones and Russell Gage, that they picked up in the offseason, you know, they've been injured or they haven't really lived up to potential. Those were things that, you know, when you take a look at it on paper, I like to say, you know, you read it, you take a look at it. Yeah, you know, add it up in a calculator and take a look at it. That looks like a pretty good, you know, recipe for success there. But then ultimately what happens when you hit the equals button, what happens? That's what happens. All these guys that they picked up, everyone was all excited when they got Kyle Rudolph and Russell Jones, and it didn't come into fruition the way it should have. Now the season is not over. I get that. But, you know, there's just not a lot of, you know, optimism, I guess, as a fan looking at this team thinking that, you know, there is better days ahead because of X. The X there is, you know, it is the, we don't know what the X is. You know, are they going to get that big acquisition? Is someone going to come back to this team and be a game changer? Because as it stands right now, it's, you know, the Buccaneers are 3-5, you know, just taking a look at the record here. So they got to find a way to turn it around somehow, if at all possible. Otherwise, Tom Brady's legacy is that he is going to go out with a whimper. You know, you hear about this a lot, about these big marquee quarterbacks that, you know, they played these, had these great careers. You can take a look at Brett Favre, I guess, for example, who comes to mind. So I don't think, I mean, a Monday morning quarterbacking here, I think Brady should have probably wrapped it up at the end of last season, because this is what, you know, partially anyway, what he's going to be remembered as a quarterback that kind of went out on a low note instead of a high note. And that's not the way that I want to remember him. And I know that that's not what the Patriots and the NFL at large want to remember Tom Brady as a quarterback that kind of went out, you know, in a whimper and on a low note than victorious. You know, again, you know, he is capable of doing big things, and I'm not saying it's not possible for him to turn this team around. He's done it before. He can do it again, but is it possible? That is the question. And I don't think there's any clear answers there. All right. Once again, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Bucs Minutecast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. I'll talk to you again next time.